Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Kerry warns Israel could become an apartheid state on Holocaust Memorial Day. Justice Department to collect, study, arrest data for racial bias. California cities start wastewater patrols. China demolishes church amid barbaric anti-Christian campaign. But that's okay. Chinese government, communist government, that oversees the suicide execution vans and suicide nets. They are now running around destroying churches. I'm going to be covering that. I want to get into immigration overhaul for 2014, decidedly not dead. And the Washington Post says, oh, it doesn't matter if Republicans legalize all the illegals. The Republican Party is gone demographically. Only socialism is the answer. Only turning your guns in is the answer. Even though guns are more popular than ever. They just keep saying, you will be defeated. You will have world government. And then a story that I'm going to play a clip of his admission. Media Matters chief David Brock admits to working with media outlets on stories. We got political stuff, and it's tax exempt, folks, but you've got pro-life groups having their tax exemption taken by the government right now. It is absolutely over the top insane in everyone's face. So we're going to break that down coming up in the next segment as well. I saw a report last Thursday and tracked it down just to a blog, and I told my crew not to do a report on it, and they all agreed that there's just no evidence of it. And also, the last thing the government would want to do would be drone strike the Bundy Ranch in cold-blooded murder, exposing their NDAA, exposing everything they've done, and becoming cold-blooded murderers. They need to stage something to look like the heroes, not the killers of a family. But I continue to get calls and continue to get reports of that. And there's so many reasons that I don't think that that's the case, that I'm not even going to state them here. It's so asinine. And I understand people are running around hysterically talking about that, saying that. And it just sounds like a psyop to me. And, of course, there won't be a drone strike, and I'll be discredited. I'll be the bad person for being right again. Now, they could do something like have a helicopter show up in the middle of the night sometime and dump gasoline down the chimney. They did try that at Ruby Ridge, but they would just say a fire happened. And then they would know that the libertarian right wing would know it was an attack. And would then go out and maybe retaliate, and the feds would say, we didn't do anything. Maybe that's the only way. Because I've known them to do that. At Ruby Ridge, they had the helicopter caught on video by a news crew that had a bladder of gasoline. They were going to dump it down the chimney and burn the place down. So, indeed, that is a long time governmental operation is to burn people out. So I would give it one chance out of 20, and it would not be a drone strike because they would not use assets like that where there'd be a chain and a report. They'd use private contractors with a helicopter low, coming in fast, and then dumping gasoline over the house. And because they've got so many people there with cameras, that wouldn't happen. There is, in fact, I got to say one chance in 100 maybe. I just, it's a side issue. And I'm not mad at anybody that's putting that out. I'm not judging you. I'm allowed to have my opinion that I think that's the kind of stuff that the establishment would put out there to create hysteria and to kind of rehype things and to create kind of a paramilitary paranoia out there. And I think it leads towards cooler minds not prevailing. So that's my bottom line on report. Holder authorizes drone strike on Bundy Ranch.
Okay. chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I don't have to tell you that the Ukraine situation is deteriorating, with Russian paramilitary engaging in asymmetrical warfare in different areas. You've got the Ukrainian Western back is definitely starting it. Both sides have their own problems, obviously, and that's deteriorating very quickly. I'm going to break down the latest on that at the bottom of the hour. I want to open the phones up and get into free speech first and the fact that there is an attempt to extinct free speech right now taking place across the board, not just here but worldwide. Attacks on the Internet, attacks on Christian churches that our government's turning a blind eye to in China, attacks on tax exemption of libertarian, conservative Christian groups, taking the authorizations away from pro-life groups, saying you can't be pro-life because that's political. It's incredible. And we have an article that's up on Infowars.com, and we have some video as well. Media Matters chief David Brock admits to working with media outlets on stories. CNN, Gateway Pundit has a CNN video. We have a, what is it, a Fox video? And we're going to play them talking about that. But the issue here isn't that a White House-directed, George Soros-funded group is telling media what to write and what to do and putting out the talking points. It's that they're involved politically directly for the White House and they're tax exempt. That is unprecedented. That's like, let's not exaggerate, 200 times worse than the Patrick Henry Center run by a former FBI agent that exposed Clinton corruption, promoting patriotic ideas and criticizing policies of Obama, and so they take away his tax exemption. Imagine, you criticize Obama, they take away your tax exemption. Patrick Henry would criticize Obama. Patrick Henry is the opposite of somebody like Obama. They take away that tax exemption, but a group run by the White House on record, funded by George Soros, is tax exempt. You understand that? And it just shows how they're above the law. The Democrats are getting rid of the Republicans. The Democrats are getting rid of their competition. If the Republicans were doing this, I would be for the Democrats. We want at least two parties. We need three or four in this country. The party system is destroying this nation. But you have the libertarians trying to take it over, trying to fix the Republican Party. If there was a big libertarian string of the Democrats, I'd be for them. We need to prop up the libertarian takeover and not let the White House politically persecute across the board any political opposition. They can't beat us politically with all their race labels and all the rest of the garbage. So they're going to go to censoring us, and that's what the White House memos from 93, 94, 95 show. I mean, Media Bypass might have had 100,000 subscribers back then. I wrote for them in 96. In 95, the White House was talking about how could they shut them down. They were scared of people reading about basic stuff. If you read Media Bypass articles from back then today, you would think this is a mainline libertarian site isn't hardcore enough. They got audited. They got visited by the government. They got harassed. They got all sorts of horrible stuff. We should get the head of Media Bypass on. They were out of Dallas. And it is just simply incredible the hell that those type of publications went through. I mean, folks, they tried to put Joe Bannister, a Treasury agent who went public about it all being a scam and a fraud, in jail for his free speech. And the jury found him not guilty. So that's what I'm saying. They're authoritarians. Even if I disagreed with the groups that Media Matters is targeting, I would be against Media Matters targeting them. 3 years ago, it came out in Politico. And they hit it in plain view like it was a good idea. Politico basically wrote an article saying, hey, yeah, their plan, their memo is to infiltrate alternative media and conservative media and destroy it from within. It was like a racketeering document of what an intelligence agency would do. It was not a document about we're going to go out and fight our political enemies. It was we're going to go out and infiltrate and get hired and get into their organizations. And who are they targeting? They're targeting yours truly, Matt Drudge, WorldNet Daily, but they're also targeting Fox News. And Fox News is establishment. But it doesn't matter. They've now gotten down to the end game where they want to get rid of the vestigial alternative old conservative movement. That's now to be completely destroyed. And if people go along with this, it will be. That's what it comes down to. And I just cannot state how big a deal this is, how horrible this is, how serious this is, how over the top this is. Because this is open Soviet slash fascist, communist, authoritarian, whatever you want to call it. This is the stuff of authoritarianism. They're only one step away after this of just arresting everybody. They're already charging Republican congressmen and governors and people. This former FBI agent who they've indicted today in New York, where the governor has said no Republicans are welcome in this state, Cuomo, total gangster. I went and looked at the indictment this morning. They say before he even ran for office, he sold his interest in a restaurant, a health food restaurant, and that his buddy later gave him campaign money, got friends and family to give $10,000. That's nothing. They've indicted Congressman Grimm. And I'm not saying Grimm's perfect, but the point is, compared to the real criminals, he's nothing. People can say, well, he threatened to, you know, basically kick a reporter's butt. Well, that's what real people do. Real people get mad. Real people get sick of being pushed around. And again, I'm not endorsing Grimm. The point is, his lawyer says this is clearly part of political witch hunt and persecution, and that's what it is. Last year, the federal government repealed the law banning lies and propaganda. I want to go to this Media Matters piece, breaking it down. And this itself from Fox is a whitewash. This is so criminal. Now, Obama's political star is falling and falling fast. And they think if they don't keep power, they're never going to be in power again. And they've done so much for the globalists are backing them. And they mean for the Democratic Party and Barack Obama to be the closing pitcher in the ninth inning. And they mean to shut the door on America forever. That's why all the neocons have lined up and said, we'll do whatever you say, and arrest anybody that protests, and free speech zones are good, and Bundy's a terrorist, and everybody's racist, and Alex wants a violent overthrow, because you're finding out who everybody is right now, because I'm telling you, I'm seeing all the signs that the establishment is intending to stage false flag terror, blame the true libertarian conservative movement, and try to shut down the internet as we know it, bring out the new internet, the new net neutrality system, start persecuting everyone, and then they know a physical civil war will start, and they want that to happen, because then that will be the distraction for the economic implosion, and they will blame the economic implosion on that. So I'm going to go out to break with this Media Matters piece, and you can take away from it what you will. Then I'm going to come back and open the phones up for first-time callers on Ukraine, on the First Amendment, on everything that's happening, on this Clipper situation. You know, at first I was like, they want to violate free speech, and he can't own a team. Soon they'll say if they accuse you of being racist, you can't have a job or own a company. But quite frankly, I don't see how he can continue to own the team when he said the things he said, because I hadn't seen the full quotes until last night. So I'd like to get your take on that. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll take you out to break with Media Matters.
All right, welcome back. For years we've been telling you about this this organization based down in Washington, D.C. called Media Matters. Their intent is to destroy Fox News, among other things. Clearly they've got a political agenda. What's interesting is it was about a week or two ago, Cheryl Akison, who for years worked at CBS, she said on one of the chat shows, she said that Media Matters had actually contacted her and helped her produce some of her segments on CBS. Which is extraordinary for CBS to be taking the stuff, propaganda, from this way lefty outfit. Media Matters founder David Brock was on CNN yesterday, was asked about whether or not they do indeed work with media outlets. Here's what he had to say.
So you're saying that you have a diverse number of donors, but they all have the same interests, don't they? Same liberal politics at heart.
Sure. I mean, I think their interest is in honest journalism and a fair debate. And I think we think, and I think our donors believe, that in the vast majority of cases, if people get accurate information rather than misinformation, that's going to serve the progressive cause. Sure. And we're open about the fact that we are a liberal organization. That doesn't mean our facts are wrong.
So they do coordinate and give the information to mainstream media outlets.
Right.
And I remember a Daily Caller story a year or two ago that said they also coordinated with the White House. I really think that you know, given the fact that Cheryl Atkinson has said that she worked with Media Matters, CBS really should come out and tell us how many stories on CBS's air and NBC and ABC did Media Matters have their political fingerprints on.
Sure,
I think that would be fair.
Go through one by one, because she just said they, quote, did try to help me produce my stories at some point. Where that point begins and ends, America deserves
sure.
it now.
And keep in mind,
and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking their hands down on the cats on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. I didn't get to the very best part at the end of that clip from Fox News. Far-left Soros-funded Media Matters helped produce CBS News reports. Folks, they run it. They run it. And who do they hate? Yours truly. And now you see more and more libertarian talk show hosts attacking this show with their talking points. And I guess Benedict Arnold has joined the King George III, a.k.a. Media Matters, in the White House. Let's go ahead and go to that last 30 seconds where he talks about the persecution.
I really think that, you know, given the fact that Cheryl Atkinson has said that she worked with Media Matters, CBS really should come out and tell us how many stories on CBS's air and NBC and ABC did Media Matters have their political fingerprints on.
Sure,
I think that would be fair.
Go through one by one, because she just said they, quote, did try to help me produce my stories at some point. Where that point begins and ends, America deserves
sure.
it now.
And keep in mind, also, Media Matters gets tax-exempt status to try to run us out of business.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. They say they're a watchdog. They're really an attack dog. Just saying.
And by the way, what he said is 100% true. A viewer watching that probably doesn't know. 3 years ago, the memo came out that said we're going to infiltrate any media that doesn't agree with us from inside and destroy them. So we have to ask people, when they come to work here and have them sign an NDAA, do you work for the White House or Media Matters? And obviously, somebody could lie, but it's frightening to know we're dealing with that type of stuff. See, you don't have people sign a non-disclosure agreement so they don't disclose bad stuff you're doing. You have people sign an NDAA because they will get people in your organization, and then they will use the fact they've been in your organization for credibility's sake to then claim that you've done something wrong, or to tape things and then edit it to then claim that. I mean, this is serious business, folks, and it's a big deal. And so I want to know from you, the listeners, are they going to get in trouble? Because if they can ship guns into Mexico and the memo comes out to blame the Second Amendment, a false flag, if they can steal $500 million for Solyndra and then put it back into campaign money for themselves, if they can arrest Republican members of the House and indict them and indict and arrest filmmakers at Esha Souza and indict governors, they can come after everybody. I mean, it's every week now they're indicting some Republican leader. And it's a Justice Department that is so corrupt. I mean, if Bush had his Justice Department indicting a bunch of Democrats, I would have been freaking out. Even if the Democrats weren't perfect, it's clearly political persecution. And I've been looking at these Republicans they're going after. These people are clean for politics' sake. You know, I've had friends and stuff. Steve Lane, my friend, up in Tennessee looking to run for Congress, but he's got an exploratory committee, has to raise enough money to do it. He's a great contractor, you know, building contractor. He's an engineer, teaches college. He co-hosted TV shows with me a few years. I know he's a great guy. I know his family. And he said, hey, will you give me a $3,000 donation, the maximum amount, for my exploratory committee? And I just said, you know, I'll give that to you. And then I said, but I got to talk to a campaign finance lawyer, and I'm going to have my lawyer sit there with me when I give the money. Because, hell, they'll arrest me for totally legal money. And so now he's been asking me, saying, hey, Alex, where's the $3,000? I need that. And I'm just like, wow, I've been chilled. It's not even that. I'm just so busy. And the campaign finance laws are so vague, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, if you're George Soros, you can run around and spend billions of dollars in the last 20 years funding anti-gun, anti-free speech initiatives, funding the overthrow of governments. You can be a Nazi collaborator. You know, I love the fact that he's Jewish and is a famous living Nazi collaborator. I mean, they arrest people in Germany, old 90-year-old men, for much less. But then George Soros is a real Nazi collaborator, the real deal, and so he gets ADL awards. It's just crazy. If you're an insider, you can do whatever you want. Billions of dollars to manipulate the political process, and I ran for Congress for 1 week. Not Congress, state rep, because people convinced me of it as a Republican. And I went with the lawyers and checked all the laws. And I said, you mean if I follow the book, they could still indict me later? And they said, yeah, but you're just running for the state, so the feds probably won't come after you. But the laws are written to where there's no way to follow them. And I said, that's it. I'm dropping out. Here's the $10,000, whatever I've raised, back to the donors. little old ladies, I'm not running because there's no way to run and not to commit a crime. And now they've done a chilling effect across the board. This is so criminal. And if they get away with this, it's over. This is a authoritarian takeover.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on your mind.
News report is so important on the criminality, and I'll say that the criminality of Media Matters, White House run, George Soros authoritarian attack group, how they're coordinating the press and putting out fake news stories while trying to destroy the alternative media. That Kurt Nemo is doing a story that shows the head of Media Matters admitting it on CNN this weekend, and then Fox responding. So we're going to have both those posted in the article that Kurt Nemo's doing. It's going to be a very important article at InfoWars.com. Very important to get that out to everybody you know, because I don't want to just cover this in a vacuum. Hey, the White House-run George Soros Media Matters works with the media on stories. And then have David Brock sit there and hide it in plain view on CNN like, yeah, we help with some stories. While the very same White House and Justice Department persecutes people for their free speech. Kurt's article is going to point out They're persecuting 501c3 Christian groups, pro-life groups, conservative groups, revoking them, while they're White House run and are tax exempt. This is the height of criminal hypocrisy. But the Fox pundit points out the final point that they've said they want to destroy Fox News and other media they see as alternative. Just like the White House memos from the Bill Clinton Library that just came out. And by the way, Farah's going to be in studio. I don't know if he's going to release the full document. They were able to get what Clinton had released, the 30 pages. They have the rest of the 270 pages or so. They have the rest of the information, so he'll be in studio. This is the kind of stuff that should bring Obama down, scare the rest of the criminal government to stop being so rampant and arrogant. They're like criminals at the White House robbing banks in plain view, and no one's going after them. They've been emboldened. They have to be dealt with. They have to be stood up against. And let me tell you, a Republican gets into office and does anything like this, I'm going to come after him. I mean, I thought Bush was horrible. And I had no idea that when Obama got in, it was going to be like an F-18 putting its afterburners on. I mean, they are just accelerating everything they are doing. And they're normalizing that, oh, yeah, the White House runs a tax-exempt group that wants to shut down other media. And, yeah, we are shutting down other media, and we're going after Christian groups, and we're persecuting you. I mean, Nixon had to step down because of 100-and-something names in a safe that he was planning to use to persecute people. And then now they're just doing this out in the open, and MSNBC gets up there on television and says, hey, we're basically allowed to do whatever we want. So I'm going to go to your phone calls. I'm going to stop belaboring this until Farah joins us in studio. But we've got to circle the wagons around the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, state government, local government, and the libertarian movement and the Republican Party, because it's all we've got that isn't completely captured by the globalists. The federal government is an occupied globalist system in their own words. The Pentagon has now taught that at the highest levels. The government is openly training for war against the people. It is illegitimate. It is a fraud. And everyone who knowingly works with this system and who aggressively empowers it is a collaborating, treasonous enemy. If you go along with the system because you're a coward but don't energetically help it and kind of drag your feet, you're a disgraced person, and you're helping destroy your own future. And shame on you. If you're ignorant and didn't know about this information and it's shocking to you, research what I'm saying, find out it's true, and then decide what you're going to do about it. But if you're hearing this information and you work for corporations or government and you know what I'm saying is true because you're living it, why are the military our number one listeners? Why are the police probably the second largest group of listeners? And then corporate henchmen and people. Because who do you think runs things, folks? The police, the military, the intelligence operatives, the corporate chiefs. They have to know how stuff really works to be able to navigate it themselves. They want to know how it works, and they know I've decompartmentalized this. From my perspective, I don't have all the answers, but I know what I'm talking about. And I'm here to tell you, if you work for this system, and you help them start this civil war, or you help them prosecute this war against patriots, to the devil with you. Because this evil being born, this tyranny that's coming in is like nothing the world has ever seen. I just got chills. You know, I might go a month without saying I'm getting chills, and I say them like every day. At Joseph Farah on Friday, I was like, I was getting chills. Because my body realizes, my mind, my nervous system realizes how serious this is and how I haven't taken it seriously enough. You ever come home and you see your front door open and you see somebody run by the windows? I've only come home once when I was about 11 years old with my parents while somebody was in the house stealing stuff, and they ran out the back door. And literally the back sliding glass door curtains was swinging in the wind and then stopped as we ran in. The person had just run out stealing our stereo and some of my mom's jewelry. And I remember when we pulled up, he pulled up the car right by the front door there in the garage and seeing the door ajar. And my dad's saying, the door's open. Hope the dog didn't get out. And as we turn, seeing somebody run out of the front window and that chill, that's your body going, get ready to fight somebody. Get ready for an enemy. You ever been walking like to put the garbage out? You live in the city and somebody's dog's out and runs out barking and you get that chill? That's your body putting hormones out, putting adrenaline out to fight, ladies and gentlemen. And when I look at this information, I start getting chills because my body's going, enemies. I mean, they're arresting people all over the place. They're persecuting people all over the place. They are openly using the IRS against Christians. They're openly sending out media groups to tell ABC, CBS, NBC what to do. And that's not enough for them. So now they're actually putting all the White House people in as the anchors of ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC. And you notice none of them are Republicans other than like Newt Gingrich on CNN. And he's a CFR globalist. They're all Democrats. Because let me explain something. There is not going to be a Republican Party anymore in 20 years. In 10 years. They don't even intend for it to be there. And you're like, good, the Republicans are horrible. You don't get it. It's just a shell, ladies and gentlemen. They don't want any opposition. We're going to a one-party state. Again, Media Matters head coordinates with the White House, builds super PACs to spend unlimited George Soros money to shut down free speech, pass anti-hate laws that even the Boston Herald called chilling speech ending. They're coming for everything, and it has nothing to do in the final equation with getting rid of the Republican Party. That's just a stepping stone. It's about getting your pension. It's about racially dividing the country more. It's about gutting this nation. They want free speech shut down. They want to be able to arrest anybody they want. Filmmakers, governors, congressmen, former FBI agents, you name it. They're arresting them right now. They could come arrest me next week. They're getting that bold. They're that criminal. And let me explain something to people. They're now moving into this mode. Okay, things are getting very dangerous. As Matt Drudge said again, I quote Drudge so much because what he says is so accurate. He put out in his tweet, he said, it's now time to have an exit plan from the U.S. And it really is time to have an exit plan. Because what are you going to do if they just make something up and throw you in jail? And they'll have a federal jurisdiction that they control come after you, or they'll have a state jurisdiction that they control. Listen, I want to reach out to the Democrats out there. Do you really want to support this? The Democratic operatives, say in Travis County, who've used the district attorneys over and over again to indict Republicans that hadn't done anything. Do you really want to go down this road? Are you really in a gang? And you think you're going to win. And again, if the Republicans had this much power, they'd probably be acting like this too. That's what I'm saying. Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And we've now reached this point. And I know I said I'd go to your calls. And I'm now perseverating on this. It's just that it's really hitting me that I have become comfortable myself with the level of persecution they're involved in. And by comfortable, I don't support it. I decry it and loathe it and hate it. It's that I've become comfortable, learned helplessness, normalcy bias, Stockholm syndrome. The tyranny isn't coming, it's here. The police state isn't coming, it's here. Racism? Racism? Racism is a low-level issue. It's huge. But it's low level compared to the ultra rich are tax exempt and we pay for everything for them. and then they lobby to raise our taxes, they're discriminating against every one of us that isn't tax exempt. I don't know about you, but I'm not tax exempt like the rich people. I wonder if I could go get a tax exemption, because I'm truly nonpartisan. Could I go get a tax exemption? Could I go get a tax exemption and then do what I'm doing? No, they would never give me a tax exemption. But see how they buy everybody off who's politically involved? We'll give you a tax exemption in the last 50 years if you won't say bad things about the government. Well, what does that mean? And so most people, churches, you name it, won't say anything political because they want their 501c3. Well, churches were already tax exempt under the First Amendment, but you got directed by your denominational heads to do that, and you sold yourselves out. You're no longer a church. You're now a government operation. You're now a state-run church. You're not independent. You're not a sovereign church. You don't have your own land. Every church in this country, whether it was a giant denomination or a little country church, was its own country. That's what sovereignty means. The four corners of that church in Alabama or in upstate New York was sovereign. Congress could make no law respecting the establishment of religion, and the states couldn't do it either. And now look what we've turned into. I want to know your take on this as well. Briefly, then we're going to Frank, Eric, Jeffrey, Lars, and Freeman here in just a moment, so be ready. We have the very best supplements available at InfoWarsLife.com. We have the lung cleanse that is just out of this world for all the toxins, the chemtrails, you name it. Try it. You'll be blown away. And your purchase supports the broadcast. We have the fluoride shield, the nascent iodine, and five other chelating ingredients that are just detox at an amazing level. We have the survival shield, nascent iodine, the proprietary system that's double the strength, half the cost, leading competitor. It's all available at InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchase makes this broadcast possible. You can also call toll-free if you want ProPure G2 filters that cut out the glyphosates. That's the Roundup and the fluoride and all of it. I would sell other filters that were gravity-fed. They just don't compare. This is the best system, not just for the price. It's lower than the leading competitor, and it's better. So InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free. 888-253-3139. Don't forget promo code WATER at checkout. You get 10% off the already lowest price that we're allowed to advertise. 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. But InfoWarsLife.com takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com, where you can find all the proprietary supplements there that have just done wonders for myself, and you've heard the rave reviews, and I want to thank you all for your support. And of course, we have the Supermel Vitality. I've just decided to go with the new low price of 15% off all the time, because folks really have responded to that, and it helps fund our operation. It's very expensive to produce. It's super concentrated, and it doesn't taste good like the other formulas. I'll just be honest with you. I mean, this is like really, really hardcore. In fact, I need some right now. Supermail. My delicious Supermail. It's what helps me keep the stamina up. All right, enough of that. Let's go to your phone calls. Frank, talking about the Staples Center and the funds. Go ahead.
Sir, Alex Jones. Yes, this is Frank. Thank you for bringing up this topic. It is monumental because in today's money, if you look in Wikipedia, the Federal Reserve has it at $530 million at today's 214 calendar money. The huge expense that was done in Staples Center is related to a lot of topics that I've kind of followed through the news because the construction is a little bit sparse in Los Angeles, but you know,
well, I was about to say, the media just acts like it's no big deal. Oh, you're going to pay for Jerry Jones' deal. You're going to pay for the Formula One track. You're going to just pay for everything. That's the real discrimination. That's why they want us fighting over what color we are, because we're all being screwed together. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. And we're having record concrete pours and arsenic spills in the same city. And this spending is not preventing any justice to the people. And it's only going towards this corporate media sponsorship when you go and buy a hot dog watching the Clippers versus the Lakers one.
Yeah, when you go buy your $10 hot dog and your $10 lemonade, that's exactly what's going on. It's propping up these rich, gross, old sports team owners. Nothing, I'm not saying old people are gross. These old corrupt men are gross. And, I mean, that's who I don't want to hang out with. I mean, it is just it's a joke how they hate everybody. It's like Bilderberg. You can't look Bilderberg in the eyes. I don't care what color you are. They hate everyone. That's what I'm saying. This racism is just part of their elitism. Go ahead.
Well, it is. It's an American elitism is what I like to call it. You can see it in the public school systems like Cal State, San Luis Obispo, and growing up.
Oh, yeah. No. All the wannabes set up their own systems. I mean, I see so-called rich people all the time that'll look down on my Ford F-150 when they pull up in their Lamborghini. I'll look over and they'll just look, oh, look at your Ford F-150. I have a Lamborghini. And nothing against folks that like a Lamborghini because it's a cool car. It's the people that have it just so they can think they're better than you. That's basically, they're narcissist hollow people, brother. Great points. Appreciate your call. We're going to come back and go to Lars. And then we're going to go to Jeffrey and Eric and Freeman and many others. First-time callers, 800-259-9231. And then at 8 after two more segments of calls, we got Joseph Farah coming in. I'll continue with calls when Joseph Farah joins us as well. So let's get him an earpiece. All right, we'll be right back, straight ahead. Thank you all for supporting the First Amendment.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting lipid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Who came along for the ride? Hey, you can't come inside. Do the sit-ups on the upper stairs.
a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We are broadcasting live. Babylon. Talk about Hollywood Babylon. That grave out in the desert they call Vegas is where everybody's fleeing from Hollywood. And now we have to hear about the degenerate Clippers owner. And I mean, that really is what these people are. These globalists that think everybody else is trash but them. It's so degenerate that they just think it's normal that Bill Clinton fly around in a tax-exempt jet, spreading his propaganda, paying for it with money people gave to help little black kids in Haiti. Half the money from a charity goes for his jet aircraft that he flies around the world in. Now, what's racist? Being an old hillbilly and not liking black people because it makes you feel better about yourself? Because you feel bad about yourself? Or taking money that's for little orphans and keeping it for yourself? But see, it doesn't matter. Bill Clinton pays lip service about how much he loves black people, so he's the first black president. As he goes around getting Planned Parenthoods built everywhere to kill the black people. That's why I'm so sick of it. I'm so tired of it. I'm so tired of how it's a diversion, a distraction. We're taking your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Lars in California. Oh, California. I admire Hitler, so I got an ADL award. George Soros, Nazi collaborator, he gets awards too. Alex is deeply racist, though. Sorry, go ahead. I'm doing an imitation of Schwarzenegger. Go ahead, Lars.
Man of God, how you doing, brother?
Good. Lars is a cool name.
Thank you. And
I talked about the name of my son, Lars, but my wife didn't like it, so I said, how about Rex? And she went with that, but go ahead.
Well, I'm going to give a notice to Satan. He's a liar, and so is his mother. And Alex, I wanted to say that I've been praying for you for a long time, and I have a lot of people, prayer warriors, praying for you and your family in the name of King Jesus. And I looked up this owner of the San Diego Clippers because he's obviously been clipped, and he needs to get back in line with the truth. And God came for him. You know, Jesus Christ came for him too. And so right now I'm just excited, and I'm with you, brother, because you know, it's not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of living God. And I just ask that he would touch you and empower you in a greater way, and that that the Spirit of living God would just use you and protect you and your family, and that we cancel every satanic plan in the name of King Jesus. And I ask that the standard that you have for Alex and this ministry, Lord, would be raised up in such a mighty way. Whew, glory be to God. That we'll just go around.
Well, thank you for the prayer, brother. I appreciate that. God bless you. Yeah, I need folks' prayers, obviously. Because we are under attack on a lot of levels, there's no doubt. And my biggest issue is I need to try to not be angry all the time. I have a lot of anger issues. I control my anger issues most of the time, but it's my frustration on not being able to make the films I want to make, not being able to finish the projects I want to finish, having to spend most of my time on the minutia of paying bills and messing with stuff and keeping equipment going. We got a great crew, and I shouldn't complain. We've gotten so much done. But I'm all in on this, and so I realize that this is not a drill. This is real. So thank you for your prayers. We're going to come back with Eric in Oregon, and then we're going to talk to Freeman and others straight ahead. Stay with us. The third hour is only 70 seconds away. And spread.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on...